Hello, and welcome to the final episode of the StemPuff podcast season.
I'm one of your hosts, David K. Rion, but you can just call me Dale. In today's episode, we'll be talking about the generalizations of STEM and some additional fun facts in the subjects involved. Joining me is my co-host, Sri Medella.
What's up, everyone? I'm honestly pretty sad that this season will have to come to an end, but I'm more than ready for this episode. STEM is a very broad topic with so much going into it, and we've only covered a small portion of this universal range this season. That's why we're dedicating this episode to handing you guys a little more info to wrap up the season.
That's a good way to put it into words, Sri. I think it's about time we dive into the topic for today, but before we start, we want to thank Human Who Heritage and Human Who Incorporated for giving us this great opportunity present you guys all of this information through their podcast platform. So, Sri, I guess let's kick this off by explaining to our listeners what STEM is.
Well, STEM stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math. However, STEM isn't just a collection of various topics, but also a teaching philosophy that integrates four broad areas into one field that is widely taught around the world. STEM is very different from a lot of fields in that it's very difficult. STEM fields are very reliant on science, math, and technical knowledge. Much of where we are today is due to STEM. The comfort we enjoy due to machines, the incredibly complex and smart program we possess, the medical care we use, is all due to developments in the field of STEM. So you can understand that STEM is very, very important.
Yep, I'd agree. Moving forward, I have a list of only a few interesting facts regarding STEM out of a lot of facts out there in the world. So, did you know only 6% of high school seniors will get a bachelor's degree in the STEM field? It's pretty surprising, but that's really just how it is. Also, only 33% of 8th graders are interested in STEM majors. People in STEM fields can expect to earn 26% more money on average and be less likely to experience job loss. 50% of economic growth in the last 50 years was due to advances in technology or STEM, as technology is part of STEM. And the final fact that I have is that 58% of all new jobs in STEM are in coding or programming.
Wow, that really opens my eyes about STEM.
Yeah, exactly. I feel as if STEM needs to be a more discussed topic these days.
Yeah, I definitely agree. So Dale, I was thinking that since we've talked about the recent events regarding one of the four letters of STEM in our other episodes, we could talk about a few more events that have happened recently, but maybe more around science.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely down with that.
Okay, so I'll kick this off by talking about the laser-cooled antimatter. For the first time ever, physicists were able to deep freeze antimatter, which is matter that is composed of antiparticles that have properties that are opposite or regular to ordinary matter. An ultraviolet laser was used to slow down the atoms by chilling the atoms to absolute zero. This technique is important because it could help scientists build the first antimatter molecules and allow physicists to study the properties of antimatter much more precisely. I also want to talk about cloud seeding. Cloud seeding is a kind of climate alteration that plans to change the sum or sort of precipitation that tumbles from mists by scattering substances into the air that fill in as cloud buildup or ice cores, which modify the microphysical measures inside the cloud. Cloud seeding is proven to boost snowfall and precipitation very measurably, making it so that precipitation and snow can happen in places where it doesn't naturally occur. The researchers estimated the three cases described in the study produced a combined precipitation total that could fill about 285 Olympic-sized swimming pools.
Wow, that's some really cool stuff. Looks like we need some cloud seeding here in Texas, you know, with I want some snow, but not like all those freezes and stuff like that. That's a different story. But anyways, now I want to dive into talking about atomic clocks. So atomic clocks are the most precise and accurate devices that can measure time, and a step forward has been taken towards redefining the second and measuring time more accurately than ever before. They did this by creating a network of three atomic clocks called the Boulder Atomic Clock Optical Network, or BACON. They compared three atomic clocks using this network, each atomic clock made up of different atoms, one made of ytterbium atoms, one of strontium atoms, and one made with a single electrically charged aluminum atom. The results are the most accurate they have ever been, meaning that it is the most precise clock comparison ever, with uncertainties less than a quadrillionth of a percent, which is absolutely insane, to be honest. How can this be used? Well, in this step towards clock networks could be used to make precise measurements, such as accurately measuring Earth's gravity or testing fundamental physics. Lastly, I'm going to talk about night shining clouds. Basically, night shining clouds are clouds filled with ice crystals that shine when the sun hits them ever so slightly from the moon's reflection at dawn or during sunset. Hence the name night shining clouds. This phenomenon is regarded to look very beautiful, with many staring at them in awe, but scientists found a way to reproduce the rare beauty. In January of 2018, researchers launched a rocket with about the worth of water and sprayed it 85 kilometers off the ground. This cold water eventually froze in the mesosphere, creating a night shining cloud. Many scientists believe this was a very innovative idea, as better understanding rocket-generated clouds could help isolate climate change's impact on the upper atmosphere.
Honestly, I need to look into more articles and stuff. There's so many interesting and cool discoveries and facts out there in the STEM field. I'm glad this season we were able to cover some of that, and I'm ready to learn more in the future.
Yeah, overall, I learned a lot through recording this podcast. It makes me want to learn more about the things going on in our world. But anyways, thank you to all of those listening in. And if you haven't already, make sure to follow our podcast channel so you can get more valuable information and help us get you guys better content. We hope you guys enjoyed our third season, and we'll stay tuned for many more seasons to come. Stay safe, everyone. STEMPOB out.